Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Security has been beefed up across Mizoram ahead of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah's scheduled visit to the northeastern state. Mr. Shah will pay a day-long visit to Mizoram today to attend a function for the shifting of Assam Rifles establishments from the heart of Aizawl to a designated complex at Zokosang, 15 kilometers from the state capital. We have a report from Aizawl correspondent.
The visit of Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold great significance and historical importance as it would fulfill the long-cherished dreams of the Mizo people in relocating Assam Rifles from Aizawl City to Zokosang, which is about 15 kilometers from the state capital Aizawl. The Mizo people have been demanding shifting of Assam Rifles bases to a new location since 1988. The then MNF government under Lal Denga first put the demand for relocation of Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl City. In October last year, a memorandum of agreement was signed between Lal Duma-led ZPM government and Assam Rifles, which will come effective from April this year. With the relocation function of Assam Rifles to be held in the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah, a new landmark chapter of history will be written in Mizoram after three decades. Gingangke, Akashwani News, Aizawl.
Today is World Consumer Rights Day. It is celebrated on the 15th of March annually to serve as an essential reminder of the need to uphold consumer rights and protection. The day is also an opportunity to promote the basic rights of all consumers and encourage those rights to be respected and protected. The theme for World Consumer Rights Day 2025 is A Just Transition to Sustainable Lifestyles. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Jitendra Singh, yesterday said that Northeast is a key driver for India to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat, and the region will also become the country's next saffron hub. While laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Center for Technology Application and Reach, NECTAR, in Shillong, Dr. Singh stated that since 2021, the government's mission Saffron has expanded saffron cultivation across Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya.
Initially, it was being operated from Delhi, then it moved over to Shillong in the post-COVID era, sometimes around 2021 or so, but they didn't have a campus of their own, and I'm glad today they have laid the foundation stone and performed the ceremony of coming up with their own building. So this is an institution which is catering to entire Northeast.
Dr. Singh said that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Manchukha of Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom of Sikkim, with plans to extend to Nagaland and Manipur. It will turn the Northeast region as India's next saffron hub, after Jammu and Kashmir's Pampore. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Space said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and three Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Singapore, and several other developed nations. The State Department of Finance has declared all Saturdays of this month as transaction days for government bills, 15th, 22nd and 29th of March, which are typically non-transaction days, will now be transaction days for both the state treasuries and banks in the state of Nagaland. This declaration was made in consideration for the financial year end. In a move to safeguard local wildlife, Nungying Village Council has prohibited all forms of hunting and fishing within the village jurisdiction. This decision, taken during a recent council meeting, enforces Resolution 2, which aims to protect the natural environment. The ban, effective from March 10th this year, forbids the use of any armament or chemical for hunting or fishing. Individuals or groups found violating the directive will face a fine of 5,000 rupees per person. The restriction will remain in place until further notice from the village council. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.